This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yesterday was the NBA All-Star Game, and Saturday started. Are you all right, Chris? Chris, this is really painful for you.
Yeah, it is, man.
And the and Saturday NBA Saturday night, last time on TNT, and Lord knows it, they let us know it. From beginning to end, it was the last night, last time the All-Star Game would be on TNT, and it feels like, again, this was a bad night for the NBA. And I think sometimes it's been narrative, but I think Saturday and Sunday was probably rough nights. Sunday, really a rough night for the NBA.
Was it?
Did you have a different thought?
I just think it beats the hell out of doing the same thing over and over again and then complaining because people don't tune in. I mean, I guess that's where I'm at. It is.
Or the people complaining that tune in.
Or anyway it goes, your product. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Stephen A. Has used it. He's all gas and no brakes when it comes to what the All Star Game had turned into in the NBA.
Oh, Charles and Kenny and the rest of them.
I was about leading up to it, but yeah, it got worse last night. That's what I'm saying though, Ron. Is it such like I'm talking about overall, like big picture, all of it into consideration. We can zero in on Draymond Green or zero in on one guy or the other and have a conversation. But big picture, last night I saw more energy and effort.
I was gonna say, it sounds like you enjoyed it.
Oh, I will be 100% honest with you. I enjoyed the new format.
Really?
But I enjoyed the new format first and foremost because dudes were competing. Like who would have thunk that it was gonna take putting the old heads on the floor with a bunch of young dudes that have no business with an all-star uniform and the potential of them getting embarrassed for them to actually play defense. I mean, hell, I saw one guy line up to damn near take a charge last night. They were legit.
I saw Kyrie picking up 90.
It was wild, man. To me, I'm a casual fan. I've never been like, boy, I got to watch the All-Star Game tonight. But it got to a point where when I tuned in, I was like, what am I? I am 100% wasting my time as a human watching this. They scored more than 200 points in a game last year. I mean, what are we doing? This to me was. The entertainment value was up because the energy and effort value, I mean, was up tremendously, and I didn't mind the fast paced action.
Really? 713-572-4610, the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, did you like the format better? Did you like what you saw last night? Because I don't know if you're saying you liked the format better. You liked what the format
I like the result better. I did not mind the format. Now, it's a crying ass shame that you got to change the format and do what they did in order to get the effort. But the reality of it is it was dying a fast death And I think last night was a move in the right direction on that one product, as well as creating a lot of conversation around the game of what they need to do and maybe they don't need to, they don't need to do.
Yeah, because to me, like, I wasn't a big fan of the format. It was starting and stopping, sit down, and you're right, those rising star guys, hell, I didn't know some of those dudes out there. Or I had seen some since college. They had no business being there. Their night is Friday night. Play the rising star thing. There we go. Friday night. Yeah. Now, if there's a few Rockets out there that, you know, you want to see, but that's where their thing is. I think you got to earn to be on the court of that. And I don't know that they did that yet. But, I still think you saw some stuff. Like what? Steph decided to pull up from half court a couple of times.
Yeah, he did.
And there, which you know, that's one of the things people complained about. Is there banging threes? And they still just shot a ton of threes out there. I will give you that there was more intensity, but to me that's just what it is just slightly more intensity. Like, to me, they were in the game, getting in the deal of coming down and just, hey man, we're not playing any semblance of defense at times, or hey man, we're just going to shoot. We're just, like, there are points in the game where Dame Lillard and Steph will just get into, let's see who we can shoot it the furthest. Yeah. Contest in the middle of the game.
I think it's always going to be an all-star game, but I tell you, in my opinion, it didn't get all-star game sloppy until the last game took place. When they took the floor again after whatever the hell they were doing honoring the TNT guys.
The long for 30 break minutes. In the middle of the final game.
The only bad break they had. I thought that the NBA did a tremendous job with all their other intermissions, if you will, but like, that was silly as hell, and it didn't land at all. It was not good. Other than the guys, they were actually the subjects, the topic of conversation. That the execution, the plan was bad, the execution was bad. But like, I thought the last 5 minutes of the game was your typical NBA. Is why you were in this situation anyway.
Because the game had gotten out of hand.
Leading up to that point, I thought all the way across the board, I thought it was significantly better. Like, I thought it was, like you said, there was guys defending. From like the inbound pass at times, they were trying to block shots. They were cutting passing lanes. I mean, they were keeping the ball. At one point, they're doing everything they can to keep the ball out of another guy's hands because he's hot. I'm good with it.
Yeah. To me, Chris, and I know you're a big NBA fan. I know you've appeared disgusted for what you watched last night. But if they brought, like Clint is saying, that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That level, and I don't even want to use intensity, but because I think that's a little too aggressive, but just that quality of play, and they just made it east-west like it was, and they brought that quality of play.
Good with
it. Yeah, you're good with it. I think there's a little bit of, hey, man, I don't know what the hell some people are looking for in an all-star game. right? Like, I get what you're saying. Like, all right, man, that score was 215 to whatever, like 230 to 2, something like
that. 211 to 189.
Like, but some of it, I'm like, all right, guys, like, let's not be too aggressive in an all-star game. And it's going to be an all-star game. But if they just show a little bit of that in an east-west versus west game and a regular-ass game that doesn't have three different games to 40 and all that, then I think it can work. But I think this is more of a what are the players going to bring to the table energy-wise.
You see, out there. To me, it was – I mean, I liked, you know, the somewhat intensity that they brought, but it was just more – all right, we're playing basketball, we're going to a break. We're playing basketball, we're going to a break. We're playing basketball, and that just kind of ruined it for me because it's just, I'm here to watch y'all play. I'm not here to sit here and watch y'all play, and then guess what? Let's go to a break.
And yeah, let's go to a break and get a mini concert in. Or
it's just like, okay, and even some of
Academy
the players.
Award of exception.
Even some of the players were just like, yeah, like we didn't like that because just like we're hot, we're ready to roll, we're ready to play, and then now we're just sitting down. Yeah. Sitting down for the next 10, 15
minutes.
Well,
what I hope is that ultimately all that matters is that some of the criticism gets back to the players and we realize why. Like,
I think that's where it started. Yeah, I think that's where it started.
Well, I mean, that's the only thing that can fix it, right? I mean, or I think we're going to continue to see different formats until they get tired of rotating formats. Like Draymond Green last night was super critical. And, hey, tip the cap to Draymond for getting something off his chest. But at some point, if you're going to be that critical, you got to flip around and say, hey, but I do realize that we're in this position because of me and my generation of players. We just made a mockery of the game and the All-Star, and so here we are. Like, we got to be better as players so this doesn't happen anymore. Like, he dropped the ball big time not saying that. Just being like, uber critical.
Like, he's somebody from the outside.
Yeah, man. Just uber critical of this new format and never realized. And I think it was Kenny or Chuck, one of them, fresh off of one of his just fire hoses, and I mean blazing the NBA for this format. Kenny or Chuck, one of them said, well, hey, look, I mean, Draymond, you speak your mind, you're free to have your opinion, but we're in this situation because of your generation of players. It may have been Shaq.
Chuck was saying it. You can act all this way you want to. Hell, it ain't the kids that came behind you. It's your generation.
I get frustrated with it all, Ron. The basic low hanging fruit stuff that you would think would be a slam dunk, like Steph Curry in a 3-point contest. Like, why is that not a thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember the last time he's competed.
He's competed in it. Like, why would that dude not be the – I mean, everybody should be – instead, we're talking about trying to beat Dame Lillard for, you know, is he going to three-peat or is somebody going to knock him out? Like, I don't know. Again, like, when I tune in, it's cool to see, you know, those guys. But, I mean, I'm tuning in. I want to see Steph. And I would think that 99.9% of casual NBA fans would tune in to see Steph but over anybody else. Why would he not be the draw to your three-point contest? Why are we banking on – a G
you didn't
League
want to see Tyler Hero out there.
Why are we banking on a G League white boy It's almost it's almost a gimmick. Yeah, no, it is, but it is. It's I think it's entertaining for folks to go. There's this 6'2" white boy that's not good enough to play in the league that comes in and wins a dunk contest. Like there's a white men can't typically jump, you know, ideal to this thing. Like that's embarrassing. I'm watching. Nobody wants to face him. Right. No, I'm cool. Mac McClung was it's entertaining. It was entertaining this week. But it's like that's where the NBA's at with their dunk contest. Is bring a guy. Dude's played in one game for the Magic. Literally on the box score. There's one game action. And comes up to. I mean,
did he have to play in one game to be able to get in this? Is that why they did it?
I have no idea. All I know is that
he's made more money in the dunk contest than he has in his NBA.
Yeah, like three times I saw it. I saw it. But I mean that to me that's the kind of stuff that like you can't even get those things right. Like it's no wear and tear whatsoever on Steph to go out there and shoot. And they for whatever reason that's
he
not
did it. Right. I mean, he did it last year against with Sabrina, that was probably maybe the highlight of the.
They couldn't pull that off again this year, by the way, for some reason.
Yeah, they couldn't pull it off. Yeah.
But, oh well.
But what you're saying, though, another one, like, this, the league is, and we'll get into the LeBron part of it. Also, I didn't like what he did yesterday. But the league is so reliant on them old-ass dudes to have to come, to have to save the day. Because they don't have younger dudes. Hell, even Dame's almost 35, if he ain't 35. They don't have young dudes to come in and to have to carry this thing.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.